Another local boy and girl who've done good, Jason Kotecki. Always had a knack for drawing, and through good high school training and a lot of help from his wife, Kim, is developing a significant business enterprise that's making its mark in the cartoon world. Jason draws the cartoon Kim and Jason, seen in the News Tribune and 19 other newspapers, and is developing a worldwide following through the internet as well. Jason stopped by our studios on Saturday, and he told us about his background.
Okay, well, my parents are Walt and Linda Kotecki, and I grew up here in Peru, went to LaSalle Peru High School and IVCC, and met my wife, Kim, while I was at IVCC, and she's from Ottawa.
Kotecki admits the start of Kim and Jason, kind of cheesy.
It all sort of started in a weird, cheesy sort of way where I met Kim and she had this awesome childlike personality, and I found pictures of what we looked like when we were little kids and drew cartoon characters, and they started showing up on greeting cards and homemade gifts and stuff, mostly because I was too poor to buy her anything nice. So I used the artwork to do some neat stuff for her, and then after a while, I had a thing in Ottawa. I spoke at an art club in Ottawa, and some ladies came up afterwards and saw a calendar I had made for Kim and were wondering if they could buy it. And that was the first time I ever really thought of that Kim and Jason could be something more than just something between Kim and I.
And Jason offers a quick overview of the characters, Kim and Jason.
Kim and Jason is a comic strip about childhood, and Jason, they're loosely based off of our personalities. When I was little, I used to be shy and kind of a dreamer, and Kim was a little bit more aggressive and kind of a tomboy, so that kind of comes across as the characters. And it's just the whole strip is about different adventures that they have, you know, exploring in the backyard, setting up a lemonade stand, things like that. Kim has an evil older sister named Katie that is in the strip, who's always instigating things, and my brother, Dougie, there's a brother in there who eats Jason's toys. So different things from my own childhood that I kind of combine with my own imagination, and it's kind of a fun journey. So
we asked Jason about getting the strip syndicated. He says there's some good and bad to the whole thing.
Yeah, after I got my first round of form letters of rejections, my goal was to become so huge that then they'd be coming to me. So that's kind of been our strategy all along, is to build our own audience. And, you know, they're concerned about, is it going to be a strip that's going to be popular and get an audience? So if we can do that ourselves, that's what we're going to do. Of course, the flip side is that as we put all this work into it, then it's going to be kind of hard for us to accept them to do a 50-50 split down the road. So we're just doing what we can, and we'll just kind of see how things play out. So,
and Jason, they get a 50-50 split on all the revenues from all different sources?
Right. That's usually how it works when you start out. You know, they do a lot of the business end of things and get you in papers, and it's usually 50-50 split. And then they try to get licensing deals, which is really where a lot of the income comes in for the bigger strips like Garfield and Dilbert. And that's normally 50-50. So if they come to us later, you know, maybe we could negotiate that number or something like that. But
And the syndicate might then also negotiate if there were like a special on CBS television or something.
Yeah, usually they kind of have their hand in a lot of it, which is good because many cartoonists don't have the business sense or any desire to be involved in that. And it's something that I've kind of really enjoyed and have fun marketing and things like that. So it's kind of, I've used that to my advantage.
Kotecki remembers his teachers at LP.
I did have I had kind of a knack for drawing from the get-go, and I went to LP because they had a really good art program. They had a commercial art program. I had Joellen Bednarik and Diana Garrett were my art teachers, and they were, you know, I took every art class I could possibly take, and they were both really good and encouraging me and giving me new media to work with and help me, you know, decide on IVCC and where to go beyond that. So they were huge influences on me, just kind of like honing the craft, I guess. So
Kim and Jason do help fundraise for organizations across the U.S. and here locally, lately, Peru Catholic.
For our fundraising program, we basically took our catalog of our prints and cards and candles, and we allow schools and daycares, anyone who's looking to raise money, and they get a percentage of the sales. So actually in last January or February, Peru Catholic School ran a fundraiser where I came in and spoke to the students, which I really like doing, and they kind of kicked off the fundraiser. And again, then they can sell candles, which are kind of neat gift items as opposed to the typical candy bars and things like that. So it's kind of a neat, unique fundraising thing. That's, like I said, it's only been around for 6 months, and it's going fairly well for schools and nonprofit organizations. And we actually have a group who's going to run it for a friend who has been diagnosed with cancer and has a lot of surgeries to pay for. So they're looking for creative ways to raise money, and that was one of the ways, which is really humbling to be able to have a help do something like that, you know.
Kotecki and his wife, Kim, who is a kindergarten teacher, reside in Madison, Wisconsin. Kim and Jason items are being sold here locally, and you can follow their exploits, of course, in the News Tribune and on the World Wide Web at kimandjasononeword.com.